Well, good morning and welcome back to the podcast. Today I have a different guest, someone outside of our confines here in Shadow Hills. My guest today is Maureen Boren, who is one of the directors of the Coachella Valley History Museum, which is a gem of a museum that is actually quite close to here. If you just go down Monroe Street, you don't even have to get to Highway 111 before you find this museum. I've been there, and it's awesome. And so, Maureen, thank you for being on the podcast, and welcome.
Well, thank you, Bob. I'm delighted to have this opportunity.
Well, since most of the residents here are not from the Coachella Valley, I'd like to spend a little time and talk about the history. So, which came first, the railroad or the date?
Well, actually, the Kaweah Native Americans came first with their culture and civilization, and they have been here for 5,000 years, a wonderful culture of five different bands of Indians right here in the Coachella Valley. And I will say that our Coachella Valley History Museum, even though it is located in what we call Old Town Indio, it really covers the history and geology of the entire Coachella Valley. We do have historical exhibits, and we have changing exhibits. And to kind of address your question, the date, people that were interested in dates, that were interested in agriculture, came to the valley when the because the land was cheap. And it was a very difficult environment, of course, and so only the intrepid ventured out, and they came from various places. But that was before the turn of the century. The railroad came around 1870s, mm-hmm. And I would say that people were coming out here in various ways. There weren't proper roads before that and around that time. Agriculture was a big factor in developing the valley. The railroad opened things up tremendously because once these farmers found the wells and found a water source, then they could really grow things, and dates, of course, were a natural. And they needed a way to transport them to the East Coast and to Los Angeles. So we have a link from Yuma to Los Angeles. And we had right here in Indio, had one of the largest train depots in the whole valley. It was a three-story affair. It was out off of Indio Boulevard. The site is still there, although the depot is not. And it was there because that's where water was. Mm-hmm. And all of the train depots were established along the valley, Palm Springs, Indio, Mecca, Thermal, where there was a supply of water, because we're talking about steam engines.
I see. That's great. Well, so you've got quite a big, your campus has quite a big footprint. Please describe for me what visitors would experience if they went to visit you.
Oh, I'd be happy to. We have quite a large campus, and we're right off of Miles, and we'll give you the address in a moment. We have a 1926 adobe home that was built by Dr. Smiley, and then taken over by Dr. Tyler. And it must have been a very prominent home at that time because there wasn't much in Indio. It has beautiful grounds around it. We have an outdoor gazebo area. We have several gardens devoted to pioneers. We have a memorial rose garden. We have a Japanese memorial garden to Japanese pioneers. We have a Dr. Carrion desert garden. And we have a Kaweah ethnobotanical garden, meaning we have planted native plants around the campus and identified them as plants that the Kaweah people used for various purposes. So that makes it an ethnobotanical garden. Mm. Inside the adobe, we have several exhibit areas. You'll come into the museum store, and then you go into a Kaweah area. You'll go down to an area that talks about the Salton Sea and bringing the water to the valley. There's an agricultural area that talks about some of the early crops and the businesses that grew up. We have an area that talks about the railroad and the depot. And then we have the kitchen of the home, which is wonderful. It's 1926 kitchen, and it shows a lot of the things that people were doing in the desert, early desert life. In the center, we have a changing exhibit. And right now, that exhibit is showing the 50 years that the Coachella Valley Historical Society has been operating in the valley. And it all centers around 1965. 1965 is when our historical society started, and the museum opened in 1984. And in this exhibit, it's a real fun one, and people, I think, will enjoy it. Everything that was happening in 1965, it was just a significant year. Mm-hmm. Businesses that were here in the valley 50 years ago and are still here today, what was happening in the high schools, what was happening in 1965 at the Date Festival, and then music, what was happening all over with music and cars and clothes and products and political events. So it's a really fun exhibit.
That's great.
As you proceed out of the adobe, then you're going to go to the outdoor area, and we have all sorts of very early farm implements. We have a complete blacksmith shop that was brought up from a ranch. We have a desert submarine, and I'm not going to tell you what a desert submarine is because you have to come and find out for yourself.
Fair enough.
And then we go across the campus to our 1909 Indio Public Schoolhouse, and it's a fully restored, one-room, beautiful schoolhouse that was partially developed by the Southern Pacific Railroad, and lastly to the Date Museum, the only date museum in the United States, and it chronicles the history of the date from ancient times and the Middle East all the way to how it got to our valley and who brought it here. So that also would answer a lot of your questions.
That's great. Well, the reason I'm contacted you or thought of you initially was that I know you have a cultural festival coming up, but since I never know when people are going to listen to this podcast, please start with a cultural festival, but tell me about your year-round activities.
Okay, well, our Heritage Festival takes place on Saturday, March 19th from 10 o'clock to 4. It's a one-day affair, and it's free, open to the public. And one of our missions is to acquaint people with the various cultures that actually developed the valley, a lot of which people do not realize. We know a lot about Palm Springs and that a lot of the early celebrities came to that area. But the other part of the valley was developed very differently. So certainly of the cultures, the Kaweah came first. And then we have the Spanish, the Mexican-American, we have the Anglo, and we have a black culture that came in. We have a very significant Japanese pioneer culture and Armenian culture. And most of those are embedded in agriculture, dates and vegetables and grapes and citrus. At our festival, we try and show people the personal histories of pioneers in each one of those cultures. And we've asked pioneer families to develop family storyboards detailing their timelines and presence in the valley, when they came, why they came, what was it like. And we have members of the pioneer families available to answer questions with visitors. At the same time, we have an after-school program called Junior Historians for students about grades 3 to 6. And they study the history of the valley in a very fun way. And then their research project is to become one of the pioneers. And so they will be portraying in a living history these personalities in costume throughout the day. Hmm. In addition, we have all sorts of demonstrators. We have the wood carvers. We have a blacksmith that comes. We have a gentleman that comes with the Coachella Valley vaqueros with the horse, and they talk about the vaquero tradition and the charro tradition. Mm-hmm. We have weavers and spinners and quilters. We have entertainment that represents the different cultures. We start out with the Second Baptist Mass Gospel Choir. We have a Ballet Folclorico del Desierto. We have Japanese taiko drummers coming from L.A. Hmm. We have fiddlers, folk singers. Barnaby Finch from Idlewild is bringing his jazzgrass band, which is like a bluegrass band from Idlewild. And there will be multicultural foods and vendors. Great. And all sorts of vendors that will have handmade, handcrafted items.
Great.
That
we don't... Well, just in case somebody catches this podcast after the festival has happened, why don't you just touch briefly on your other activities throughout the year?
Well, we also have in the summer, we're dark. But in the fall, we have a Dia de los Muertos celebration, and that is a dinner, and then we're opening it up. It'll be about November 2nd, and we're opening it up to a second day, a full day, where we have altars, and we have music, and we have family activities to try and share that Mexican-American, Latino celebration. We have tours at the museum. We're open from Thursday until Sunday, 10 to 4, and Sunday 1 to 4, and you can come and we will give you a tour throughout. Just in January, we had a big car show of 1960 cars that go along with our exhibit. Basically, you know, we're there, we're a resource, we're a source of research. We have students from Cal State San Bernardino that are coming in and helping us with touring. We have over 2,500 school children that come through, and we tour them, and we bring them into the schoolhouse, and we do an enactment so that they go through a day similar to what children would have done in 1909.
Mm, that's great.
Those are some of the things that we're involved with.
Great. And finally, if someone were got interested, would there be volunteer opportunities there?
There are many volunteer opportunities. There are opportunities to help with our Heritage Festival. There are always opportunities to help in our museum store, at the cash register, as ambassadors, greeting people, learning how to tour. We always need people working with mail-outs and things of that nature. And I'll give you a phone number of where they can call and the exact address of our museum. Are you ready for
great,
that?
Great. Go ahead.
Okay. The address is 82616 Miles Avenue in Old Town Indio. And you can go online and access our website at CVHM, our initials, .org, and our phone number is 760-342-6651, and we're open from October to May 31st, and we would love to have people come by, see what we do. You can even come by when we're doing school tours and see how that works. We'd love to see everyone on March 19th. It's going to be a fun, fun day.
Great. Well, Maureen, thank you very much for sharing all this with us. This has been a great outreach, and I will see you there on March 19th.
I hope so, Bob. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.